Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll tell you the story. I remember when we went in Miami. We were 0-8. All right? 0-8. We went to the Bears. Bears are 8-0. Just beat down. We went in there, and I'm talking about just put foots all in the Bears. Now, granted, that was, they still end up going to Super Bowl that year. But that's why it's amazing how
so that was the Grossman team, turn. Right?
Huh?
That was the Rex Grossman Bears team?
Yeah. And Rex was Rex Grossman. He was awful. It was so bad that game. And he was just like, how the hell are we 8-0? How the hell are we 0-8 and they're 8-0 and that dude's the damn quarterback?
Now, be careful, Randy.
The defense was funky. He played at Florida.
Wendy might get mad at you.
I don't think Wendy likes Rex Grossman.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure she'll weigh in a second because,
she'll text you in a moment.
Anybody says that team from Gainesville, she's always, hey, whatever.
All right, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Falcons fans, your chance to react and vent again from yesterday's loss. We'll take your phone calls at 404-741-0929 if you want to climb in now and get aboard. We'll come to your calls in about 20 minutes. Also, at 1:40 today, ask me anything. Text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. You can tweet us. My first time on with this show, I've done some morning shows with Hugh, some afternoon shows with Carl. I mean, if you want to know if I'm a boxers or briefs kind of guy, that could be Ask Me Anything, right, Randy?
I mean, yeah, we pretty much, we keep everything, PG-13. Well, we keep it between PG-13 and R. Yeah, right there.
That's what
we
keep. PG-20?
Hey, we keep it to a point where we won't lose our jobs. How about that?
There you go.
There we go. There we go.
All right, so Ask Me Anything will come up in just about 40 minutes. Brian Gephardt, let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Snap to Foles, looking right, going to take the shot for the end zone, and it is intercepted by Darqueus Dennard. Darqueus Dennard with the interception on a ball intended for Allen Robinson.
Randy, I know we've talked about so many negatives today and for all the right reasons, but Darqueus Dennard looked like a shutdown corner yesterday. I mean, I know he played with the Bengals for about 5-6 years, but that's the best I've seen that kid look since he was a part of that no-fly zone with Michigan State 5-6 years ago.
He played well. He did. I thought he played strong. He played tough, especially if you look at the game coming off of the Cowboys when, like, his jock strap and part of his ACL and some of his cleats are still up there in Dallas Stadium, how CeeDee Lamb shook him on that option route. I thought he played great, man. That interception that he had in the end zone, that was just – he just wanted more than Allen Robinson right then and there. And we need more effort from the other guys like that at the corner position because he went down and you're like, who the hell is this guy? And, Dave Archer was talking – because I was in the car when he got banged up and Dave was talking about the young man that was coming in, said he had a great camp, but this is his first time. And you don't think they're going to go look for him? But my thing is like this. You're thin right now. We don't know what A.J. Terrell, what his status is going to be. Hell, you find out Friday, like your best corner, he can't play. Not because he hurt, because he got damn COVID. And you're like, that's so damn. And the first thing I said, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Brian, did that happen on our show? I can't remember if that happened on our show or not. But all I remember is like, this is so damn Falcon. And it is because the next thing you start looking at, are they going to cancel this damn game? Mm-hmm. That was the next thing I thought about. was, are they going to cancel the game now because of this? But I guess the contract trace and all that, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, they're putting that bad ball on tape. Now, I know they were without a lot of players yesterday, a lot of important players defensively, and then you go down and you lose Grady. But that don't make no excuse because you still had this thing won.
Yeah, you were still up 26-10.
You had it won. You had it won against a team that you're better than. But I can't argue. This is one thing I know. I know they ain't worse than the Jets or the Giants. Okay,
You would think.
You would think. They're not worse than the Jets or the Giants. I know that. They ain't that damn bad here in Atlanta. There's no way they're worse. There's no way.
What's trending as we continue? Let's get to the quarterback, Matt Ryan, because number two is sitting here trying to tell us, you guys haven't seen the full movie yet.
The entire story hasn't been told yet, and it's a long haul. But we need to change it. You know, we need to change the narrative, that's for sure. And, it's going to start for us next week.
No, I think the full story has been written, Matt. I think we've seen this movie time and time again. We saw it 28-3. We saw it last week. We saw it this week. I don't know if I could see a fourth installment. If this would happen again, I might just go run out in the traffic blindfolded.
Don't do that. Please don't ever do that. But this is the thing that we were talking about when you look at this football. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear we're close. Nobody, you know, the last time we heard an athlete say we're close, Kyle Wright pitched two of his best games of his career. So maybe, you know, maybe they may be close. But, I mean, when you lose the way you've lost the past 2 weeks, hell yeah, I'd rather be blown out. I'd rather be blown out than lose. Like, those are the ones that hurt. You know, and you can tell by the fans' reaction on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or our Twitters, on these phone calls that we've had today, you can tell the pain, and it's not even more hurt than anything. It's that I'm ticked off, and I'm tired of being a Falcon fan because it seems like every time you hear this all the time, I'm so invested in this team that they just continuously break their fans' hearts. And, you know, Brian. Cole Hamels, yes, he was close too. that's the end of it. But yeah, I mean, just find a way to get you a win. I'm not saying you're gonna get a win this Monday. I don't know, but damn it, don't look like you've been. Let Aaron Rodgers run up and down the damn field on you. We'll be cool. All right, but don't be in there tugging back and forth with Aaron Rodgers. Then y'all do something stupid and y'all leave in the damn football with 40 seconds left because you can't run the clock out. And he does what Aaron Rodgers does to y'all. You know, because I mean you. It's just that type of season that they're having right now. Until they find a way to win, this is going to be the heartbreak that we're going to experience every Monday.
I mean, I truly, and I say this with all sincerity, the city of Atlanta and Atlanta sports fans deserve so much more and deserve so much better. Just think the last 2 weeks, two epic meltdowns with the Falcons. Cole Hamels, $18 million, one start, gone. And then, oh, by the way, Georgia, quarterback drama, in one quarter of the season open. Short of the Braves actually winning their third straight NL East, this has been a rough 14 days, man.
Hell yeah. We're sorry, Georgia Tech. You guys lost two to Syracuse. But we don't, because, you know, they say the dogs ain't from Atlanta. We're not from Atlanta. We're at a 316. I'm sorry.
But at least Coach Collins knocked off Florida State.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not Florida State, but it's still Florida State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a great win for them. That was a great win. I'm not going to minimize Georgia Tech. All right, not right now. I mean, they had a rough game up there in Syracuse, man. But, I mean, then you look at United. That's why I mean, it's just been rough, man. It's been one of these, hell, these will make me drink. You know, they don't make me drink. I drink because I want to. But, I mean, you know, it could be an issue where you're just like, what else? Because you said it early in the show, and I said that I would not say it anymore. What else can go wrong? I'm not even going to say that right now. What else can go wrong? I want to see this team win. I want to see this team win for the players because I know how hard they're working to win. But more important, I want to see these fans just come in here and call in on one damn Monday and it just be good. And somebody asked me a question, and I was going to wait to the AMA, but might as well answer now. Said, would you feel better if they won this game this Monday? Would it make you feel better? Yeah, because I know how hard wins are to come by in the NFL. You beat Green Bay up there on a Monday night, hell yeah, I'm going to feel better. Is it going to take away from what the two games y'all tricked off? No. No. But you get to feel good for a day. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just want to feel like that.
I hear you. Hopefully some good feelings are on the way with the baseball team as they try to win their first series in the postseason in almost two decades. I think the city could use it. Braves and the Reds Wednesday start up a best of three. One guy that we expect to keep mashing is Marcell Ozuna.
Swing and a drive. Deep left field. Marcell Ozuna has taken over the National League Homer lead with a mammoth first inning shot. His fifth homer against the Red Sox, his 18th of the year, and that ties the game.
Randy, I mean, this is not just for Braves fans. This is for the city of Atlanta. We need a postseason victory. Yeah. We need a series victory. And, God, you know, it's really a battle of strengths against weaknesses. We know the Braves can hit. We have some struggles with the pitching. The Reds are the complete opposite. They've got arms galore, but they can't put up a run. But we know the old adage, good pitching usually beats good hitting in the postseason. Yeah. Fingers crossed, mm-hmm. Knock on wood, it doesn't happen.
You're absolutely correct, man. That is always the old saying, man. And, you know, when you have a series that is best two out of three and you look at Bauer, I mean, they look like if you look at their staff compared to the Braves staff, they have the best two out of the three pitchers. You know what I mean? Like as far as if you're trying to, you know, compare to whatever. So they got to find a way to get some runs. If you can't get the runs, then the other guy's got to pitch well. I expect Max Fried to do his thing. Don't know what Ian Anderson's going to do. Hopefully he does well or whoever's going to be in that two-hole. But that's where you are right now. Your bats have got to come alive because of the fact of how unique of a series this is right here. It is two out of three. It don't matter about home field because ain't nobody going to be at nobody's field anyway. So, yeah, the Braves got their work cut out for them because of the simple fact, like you said, it's good pitching versus good hitting. And usually good pitching sometimes finds a way to win.
Yep, as good as Max Fried was, a 2.25 ERA, a whip of 1.09. His counterpart in Game 1, Trevor Bauer, could very well be the Cy Young favorite in the National League. He has an ERA of 1.73, a whip below .80. He is almost unhittable. We continue here with what's trending. Back to football we go. Hey, the Falcons are 0-3, but if there's something we can take solace in, it's the fact that Sean Payton is 1-2.
You're frustrated as a coach because that starts with us, and we've got to do a better job. We've got to, you know, get ready to play a better game against Detroit. That's our industry. You know, we're 1-2 right now, and it's been a while since we've felt that, and yet 3 years ago we were 0-2. You know, a little bit of a gut check, and yet we're not playing well enough. You know, let's not fool ourselves. We're making too many mistakes, and we're not playing disciplined enough on both sides of the ball. And that's really just the truth.
Randy, I thought you nailed it about an hour ago when you said Sean Payton's got one of the most punchable faces in football.
Oh, no doubt.
I agree with you, man. He's got that snarky look on his face all the time.
Oh, he is that guy that I'm telling you, you just want to come walk by. You remember on the movie where Chris Rock was running for president and then like Bernie Mac was his brother, late great Bernie Mac was his brother. He would get off that bus and he was slapping folks. Yeah. That's the Sean Payton right there. You want to open hand slap him too because you want to get all that funk because I don't want to hurt my hand by punch. You know, but a good old slap across the face because, you know, it might leave handprints. She got pow! And you see that headset flying one way, this mask flying the other way? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But now, don't get me wrong. Now, if I was a player, if I was a tight end, would I want to play for him? You're damn right.
Oh, yeah. You know, right. Jared Cook loves playing there.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. But even though he ain't getting the ball, man, but hey, guys, but don't forget callers. And also our AMA Wendy's, she said we need some questions, so make sure y'all send them over. You can send them to me. Yes, you can send them to me at RandyMac81, also Wendy Radio, Brian_Gebhardt. And Nick, what's your Twitter, brother?
Nick Kale, NICKKAY.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So y'all send them over, and we'll get to them as soon as possible. But, yeah, y'all get them calls in, man. We're going to try to get to as many as possible.
All right, Falcons fans, your chance. We'll turn it over to you next, 404-741-0929. Some really good calls in the second hour. Let's get it going again right now. Jump aboard. Have your take on our take, 404-741-0929. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. /122, welcome back into the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And of course, on the radio.com app, Nikhail, Randy, McMichael with you. I'll be with you for the next 2 days. Andy back in on Wednesday, don't forget, Randy McMichael, Ask Me Anything coming up about 20 minutes.
Get your questions in. And a lot of times, usually, Nick, because we do callers right here, and then we start doing callers for our AMAs. So a lot of times, there's some leftover Falcons questions that come up at 1:40. So whatever you need, whatever you got to talk, you ask us, we got you. Because I need to know a little bit more about you. You got a wife, you got children, which you, I mean...
You want the full spiel now, or you want that coming up in 20 minutes?
We can wait for 20 minutes because I need to know who the hell I'm working with. You know, I like to know everything. Yeah,
I got you.
That's just me being nosy.
I'll give you my Wikipedia page. That's all.
All right, my man. Okay.
All right, bro. 404-741-0929. Falcons fans, it's time for your say. And we started off with Xavier in Snowville. What up, Xavier? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Zay? Hey.
Not much, man. I just wanted to say I think that the reason that we're kind of struggling is, especially Dan Quinn, is the type of defense that he runs is suited for a defense that has the talent that he was given in Seattle. And I think we kind of fell in love with a defense, and it's not as talented as we think it is. Ricardo Allen is no Earl Thomas. He's smart, but he's not going to make plays. Debo is no Bobby Wagner. Tiamu Neal, he comes up and makes plays every once in a while and makes a hard hit, but in coverage, he's a liability, unlike Cam Chancellor.
Let me get you right here. Cam was the because I played against that defense, Xavier, and the key was to get Cam in coverage. So Cam is really good at playing that whole player, that rat player. But if you get Cam in coverage, you can take advantage of Cam. But yeah, you're right. Keanu does need to be better. And, bro, you just named off two Hall of Fame players in Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas. And, no, those two guys are not them. But I see exactly what you're saying, because it's easy to run the defense and be simplified when you got Hall of Fame players. And you're absolutely correct, my brother.
Exactly. That's what I want to get to. It's pretty much as easy to do one-on-one man coverage all the time when you have Richard Sherman or Earl Thomas back there, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, man. You're absolutely correct. Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate the call, man.
He's absolutely correct about that. But we said that, didn't we? We said, how hard is it to be a great defensive coordinator when you got Hall of Famers on your defense? I played against the Seattle defense with the Legion of Boom, and Nick, they were as basic of a defense as they possibly could be. But what they did was they had my cousin Chris Clemens on one end. They had April. They had all these boys that would rush a passer. And they had Bobby that can run. They had KJ Wright that way he can run. And you had a head buster in Cam. And Earl Thomas can cover ground to ground. That's what they had.
They just basically played a basic cover three, if I recall correctly, right?
Yep, that's what they did. And they went out there and they beat you with it.
Yep. But comparing the Legion of Boom to the Falcons secondary is like talking about the Jordan-led Bulls and then the Tim Floyd Bulls.
Exactly.
Not a big difference.
Not a great comparison.
404-741-0929. Kevin in Douglasville next up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Kevin?
What up, Kev?
Hey, man. Good afternoon, fellas. We got to pay attention to the small details. A lot of people not even noticing the kicker coup. This guy, that's 4 points.
I know that's a three-point
field goal, and layup, and then an extra point. That's 4 points. We could at least tie if we had those. Nobody's talking about it, but this guy makes me nervous. He couldn't have played for Belichick or the New England Patriots, because what Bill Belichick always said, do your job. That's not doing his job. And yes, sir.
I'm right there with you, brother. Didn't we talk about this before the season? We were like, who the hell is going to be the kicker? And Young Hoku, if he's a kicker, bring somebody in to challenge him. Nobody was brought in to challenge him. You're absolutely correct, man.
That's the little things, man. And another thing, you know, they lost a game where Chicago had caught the ball in end zone twice and let it hit the ground and let it got snatched away from them. So it's not really a close game. And Dallas, the fumbles that Dallas gave up, that would never been a close game. So I don't know what Matt Ryan's talking about saying we close. They lucky. All right. Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate it, man.
I mean, can we have kicker tryouts? Can we just cut coup right now? Like, what is Morton Anderson doing these days? Is Gary Anderson?
I don't know,
man.
I just saw that damn Steve Hauschka just got a job.
I didn't even know he was still available.
Yeah. Steve Hauschka got a job today. So maybe, hell, there might be somebody else out there. I don't know.
Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that is more than just fast with Xfinity X5. 404-741-0929. Devin in Atlanta, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Dev.
Hey, so, of course, I feel like Dan Quinn, you know, we need a new voice at the head, but I've also been looking, and I've been asking myself, I'm wondering, have we squeezed all of the lemonade out of this lemon as far as our core players, as far as Matt, Jay, Julio, Deion, and is it time to start reevaluating, you know, is it time to reallocate all this money? Because for years, we haven't had that D-line that we want. We haven't had that secondary, the O-line, but we've got all this money tied into these guys that I don't know. I think we've got the most out of them. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
Yeah. Dev, that's a great point. And the thing with it is it's something that, you know, if there is a change in the helm, that will be reevaluated because you have been through this with that core. And I like what you said. Did you get all the lemon out of, you know, you get all the lemon juice out the lemon? Because you know, this team's been together since Dan's been. This has been the core of this team. He's got you to a Super Bowl, got you to another playoff appearance. But the rest of the time, you've been just 7-9. So that is something. And I don't know how the money is all allocated right there, Nick. So I'm not even going to sit there and try and say, well, dead cap money here and this year, whatever, whatever. But it's definitely something that's going to need to be evaluated. Because another thing is, if how do you know these players are going to be able to fit in what somebody else wants to do with them? So we'll see. But that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, I think Matt Ryan and Julio Jones specifically, we've seen the absolute best they have to offer. I mean, how can you not agree with that, right? Because we've seen Matt's been an MVP. Julio's been maybe the best receiver in the game for a decade. Doesn't mean they're on the downside of their career. It doesn't mean they're shot. But have we seen the absolute best they have to offer? I think we've extracted every ounce of juice we can out of them, and this is just what the franchise is at this point.
That's a great point. And if that's the part there, it's time to evaluate. It's time to reevaluate. It's time to be like, okay, we've come too far. This is as far as this core will take us. And now it's time to reset the market. We reset this organization. I don't know if they're there yet. I still think Matt Ryan's playing at a high level. I still think Julio's playing at a high level. But my thing is, like, when is the time for you to start, like, hey, all right, well, that was a great run with that crew. Now it's time to move on.
404-741-0929. A couple more of your phone calls here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's go to Bobby in Decatur.
Bobby!
Next. What up, Bobby?
Hey, how y'all guys doing today?
All right.
Good. Two things came to my mind when I was looking at the game. First of all, the clock management was horrible. If you noticed at the end of the first half, it seemed like the offense was so surprised that Todd Gurley ran 10 yards. They got up and everybody was like, what do we do next? Keep moving the ball. That's what you do. And second thing is, everybody out here complaining about these Falcons. Y'all need to go over here to Mavis and get them tires. Because I just put tires on my wife's car. Thank you, Falcons, for scoring in 3 quarters. You guys have a nice one.
Well played,
all right,
Bobby.
Appreciate it, man. Dude, I love that. You know, we got the deal with the Falcons and the scoring and all that. You get the tie. Bobby said, I went and got me some damn ties for my wife. I ain't mad at you, dog. Because when I first started working here, and they had this promotion. And I remember the dude came on. He was mad. And we're thinking he mad because the Falcons lost. No, he got mad because they messed up his money to get his tires. Dude, I was hot. He's like, what? And I can't even get my tires this Monday. Like, what happened? They ain't even scoring the fourth quarter. I lost. I lost it. Well, Bobby, take care of your old lady, man. Hopefully them tires make her feel better than the Falcons made us feel yesterday.
For sure. And by the way, happy wife, happy life, right?
You damn right.
Damn right. Let's squeeze in one more. Let's go to Dwight in Atlanta. Dwight, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Sure. You guys have been pretty much well saying everything what we fans are feeling. I just want to comment. My comments on the thing is, take on it is, it seems to boil down to coaching to me. To have all this talent on this team all these years and not be able to do something with it. Because other teams, like you take the Bears this past week, they were behind. They were able to make the adjustment and come out and win the game. Whereas we get a lead, but we have not, since the Super Bowl, have not been able to correct that. The past couple of weeks, our best player has worn a different uniform. Last week, it was number 4. All the turnovers this week, it was number 9, Mitch Trubisky, and that was our secret weapon. And they took our secret weapon out of the game, and we lost. But my biggest take on it is just that very thing. Like I said, with all this talent that we have, and then there's nothing wrong. We appreciate what Dan Quinn has tried to accomplish. We keep talking about players lacking a coach. I played ball. It wasn't so much lacking coaches. We had he had our respect, and we had our fear. Because getting with players like the coaches begins like a friendly, like a chummy type of thing. I don't think Belichick's guys necessarily like him much, but I know that they respect him, and I know that he's won at least 6 Super Bowls. So I think it just boils down to the coaching. We can say with the offense, for one, while Shanahan, they can say what they want to say about Kyle Shanahan, but Kyle Shanahan figured out what to do because our DNA is offense. It's not defense. It never has been. And we had brought in Sakis, and he couldn't do nothing with it. They cut it and brought him back. I mean, what he did was successful the first time. Why would you bring back a second? We need an offensive-minded coach that can channel this team to another Super Bowl. And a subpar defense, we got there the first time with it. They just weren't able to finish. I think Dan Quinn should have called timeout. He said, this is Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. He should have called timeout because those guys were young. They had inexperienced. And to allow them just to play through that like they were veterans, I think that was a mistake.
Yeah, no, Dwight, you're spot on, man. That's a good call. And Randy, I'll give you 2 examples of what the Falcons couldn't do that we saw others do yesterday. We saw the Bills down to up 28-3, blow a lead, but yet still come back and hold on to win. And we saw the 49ers. So talk about injuries. The Falcons are depleted. Oh, the 49ers rolled into the Meadowlands with their JV team and won.
That's why I also said they can't be bad as the Jets. The Jets are horrible. The Giants are horrible. Mm-hmm. The Falcons just ain't good.
All right, coming up next, final segment of the Midday Show. It's time for Ask Me Anything. Get those tweets, those texts, and perhaps those calls in right now. 404-741-0929 or on Twitter, Ask Me Anything, next on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back in here on the Midday Show, Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Nikhil in for Andy today. Ask Me Anything time in this hour, of course, brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org. We will get some tweets, some texts, but let's start it off with some phone calls. Randy McMichael, what do you say? 404-741-0929. Brandon in Clarkson, AMA. Go ahead. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Randy, man, please don't stop saying raggedy. It's like one of the top 5 reasons why I listen to the show. All right. Like, Dan Quinn must be a part of the Illuminati. I'm watching, like, national sports talk, and nobody is talking about this guy getting fired. So I'm
That's what we were just talking. Me and Brian were talking to break. Did you just see Mort just came on and said, they're talking about maybe week 10 because that's the bye week. So,
Wait, week 10 what? We got to wait that more? This is what
Mort just reported. Chris Mortensen, who is a reliable insider, just reported. So, yeah.
And lastly, man, I forget who does the Dan Quinn interviews weekly, but God bless whoever has to do it. I'm almost sure if it was my job, I probably would lose it. Like, I don't understand how you interview him. I wouldn't know what questions to ask. And I probably would cut him off every time he starts talking. So that's all I got.
Appreciate the call, my dog. But that is Dukes and Bell. And he will definitely be on. He'll be on, if I'm right, Brian, he'll be on Dukes and Bell tomorrow around 3:10, 3:20-ish, somewhere in that area. Yeah, so he'll be on tomorrow with Dukes and Bell. So there's your answer to your question, who gets to interview him.
All right. 404-741-0929. Clayton is in Decatur. He's up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Clayton, ask me anything.
What up, man?
Okay. Hey, what's going on, guys? Randy, it's awesome to actually talk to you. I pretty much talk to every other show on the air. I listen to you guys all day.
We appreciate you listening. What you got?
Okay, so why did Dan Quinn have a job?
Okay. I think that's the question that we're all working through.
Well, I'm asking you guys.
Here's the thing, my man. And I like a lot of people, because we are the flagship of the Atlanta Falcons, proud flagship of this squad, that we know answers that y'all don't. We don't know. They don't tell us nothing like that. The personnel. I don't know.
I think I know the answer. But anyways, my second question was, why do Atlanta franchises settle for mediocre managers with mediocre results?
and expect. It's called, there's a definition for the word insanity, and it's mm-hmm. expecting different results with doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's well said. Yeah.
Well, appreciate the call, man. And the thing with what he's saying, he the way Atlanta sports are right now, he has a point because it doesn't, because they don't go out and get the big name. I mean, we had Tata, you know, we had Tata when United won the championship and all those things. But you look at the Braves, they got all this talent, but yet they keep Brian Snicker around. And what is he, has he gotten over the hump? Don't know what the Hawks are. Lloyd Pierce was not a name that all of us, like, we were like, who? Lloyd Pierce? But I like Lloyd Pierce. I think he's doing an excellent job considering what. You know, as far as the youngsters, Dan, how long he's going to be around. So, I mean, he has some great points right there. Nick, I can't argue with them, can I?
No, I mean, obviously, it's been a long time since Bobby Cox. And Bobby was one of the best of all time. But, I mean, what is he looking for? Because to me, it's about finding that fresh new coach, like the Sean McVay's
of the world. Hot shot OC.
Yeah, the Eric Spoelstra's of the world. That's what you should be looking for. Like, I don't want to settle for retreads either, but I'm also not going to be going for a name that might be a little bit of an underachiever. Like, the Cowboys went for Mike McCarthy, right? Big splash move. Has he looked any better than Jason Garrett the first 3 weeks?
Nope. Nope. Come on. No, he has not. He has not. And you look at the talent that they got on that team, they're just horrible in the back end. But, I mean, that was the one thing that a lot of people were talking about was like, what the hell does – the Cowboys look worse than they did last year. This year, they look worse than they did before. And they that's do. What I'm like, okay, whatever.
All right, let's go. Final Ask Me Anything question. Mike in downtown Atlanta, you're next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mike, what up, man?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Oh, listen, I have 100 questions to ask, but let me just break it down to one main question that just puzzles me. If you have 11 people on defense, and your primary goal is really to, let's say, put your hands on the quarterback, how can you have 7 players with their back turned and don't know that the quarterback is running, and the quarterback runs 50 yards? I just can't understand that for the life of me.
Oh, that is definitely with the, you know, when you look at what happened on that play, of course, you're talking about the rushers are going, right? Okay, and so what they're in this trail technique where all the defensive backs, their backs are to them, so those lanes are wide open. And that frustrates you so much because you look at the coverage, their D-line, they were rushing, but there was no hole player, no spy player, nothing. Everybody had their back turned to the quarterback in coverage, and that's how you get those big lanes and big rushing lanes like that.
And who do you – kind of somewhat blamed for that, so to speak. Didn't there be somebody watching the quarterback?
And that's the thing about it. You know, I don't know the cover because usually if you have a quarterback like a Mitchell Trubisky, you will have somebody keeping his eye on most of the time the middle linebacker, which is Deion. But Deion was probably running down the middle. It could have been a cover. I didn't see the cover. It could have been a Tampa 2 where he's running up out of there trying to get up underneath number 2. So those are the type of plays where when you have a quarterback like him that's able to scramble and run, because you don't anticipate him going 45 yards. But still, hell, he was. Right. It seemed like he was like 20 yards down the field before anybody noticed he was running. You know, I feel you right there, man.
It felt like it was just man across the board, really.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And their backs are turned.
So let me ask you this. I know that you signed contracts and everything, but is there a way to deduct money from someone for, quote-unquote, missing a tackle?
No, no.
You can't do that.
Okay. No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't do that.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
Appreciate the call, man. No, they can't do that.
You can cut people, though.
You can cut them, but then you can't be taking no money out of their pocket talking about money. Like, right. Usually, in most defensive line rooms or defensive rooms that I was, you know, associated with as far as my team, they had, like, the fine jar for missed tackles and stuff, but now the organization just can't take your money now.
All right, let's bring in the great Wendy with some more AMAs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
I'll take great. That sounds fine to me. No, but Nick, people want to know about you. Tell us about your family, wife, kids, pets.
I got a wife. I've been married since 2008. I have twin 6-year-old daughters. So think about that, Wendy. Like, I used my buy one, get one card 6 years ago. Somehow I cranked out twins.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wild? Cool, man. You got two. You got twin baby girls. You're married.
6 years old.
So, man, I bet they are a handful, aren't they?
Oh, they. Well, here's the thing. So I got one who looks just like my wife's side of the family, but she's a daddy's girl. And then the other twin looks just like my sister, but is a mama's girl. So it's the complete opposite spectrum.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing about it. More loving, too. More loving. Two babies, that's a lot of loving right there. Good for you, man.
Yeah, but you know what, though? People always say, oh, man, you got twins. That must be a handful. And I'm thinking, like, I've done this for 6 years now. They actually are easier to deal with because they just hang out with each other.
Right.
So, like, I can I can just sit here like a degenerate and bet on college football, and they just go play, and they don't even bother me.
All right. Nick, well, that's a good way to put it. You got to bother. Cool.
Do you have any girl dad advice for Andy Bunker?
Oh, that's correct, Andy. Yeah, Andy just had – here's what you got to do, Andy. You got to pull out the Martin Lawrence card from Bad Boys, the first one. Remember when Will Smith and Martin Lawrence with the dating scene when they come to the front door?
I mean, we've had that discussion that we're going to do that. So, yeah. Me and him would do that when Miss Lily, when she has her first date, that would be me and him. Because me and Andy, I told Andy, I got 15 more years to have my T-shirt business out on the beach with me and my old lady. That's once all the kids are out the house. So, Andy got me for 14 more years. We already had our one-year anniversary. Andy got me 14 more years. So, by then, she may be dating because she'll be like mid-teenage or whatever. So, she may be dating. But we will hit that. Her first date, oh, yeah, that'd be me and Andy. No doubt. Mm-hmm.
All right. Randy, no names. Have you ever had a chance to date a celebrity?
Oh, is this a no comment?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Well, then that's yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone. Define date. Like, go out with one or like we're in a relationship?
Can we get a feel? Huh? Like an athlete? Was it an athlete? An actress?
Like are you talking about like just like going out on a date or like dating?
A couple of Michelob Ultras, Randy.
Oh, I mean, okay. I'll leave that alone. Yeah.
Never make Randy speechless on an Ask Me Anything question.
Yeah, man. You know, I can't be I'm an open book, but I can't let y'all in all my business, man. Because, you know, I've been off them streets for a long time, man. You know, it's been double digit years, and you know, I ain't even got no game no more. I can't even remember how to rap to no old lady, man. No ladies no more.
Randy, I've been with the same woman now since 2002.
Yeah.
I'm so far removed from the game. I'd be like Bill Parcells returning to the NFL. I wouldn't know what to do.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'm like, hey, we try to have a conversation. Hey, baby, put your phone down. No. Don't put it on the table and turn it upside down. Put it in your damn pocketbook. See, I ain't got no.
All right, that's going to do it for Ask Me Anything here on this Falcons Monday. Let's get to some takeaways.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Wendy Adams, ladies first, what was your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day, I already knew this, but it was just reiterated today. Randy is a professional cusser.
Hey, man, I just like to. I'm sorry. I do. We did the square jar last year. Mm-hmm. It's like this is pointless. Let me just write a damn check per month. How about that? Let me just write a check. Let me just write a check per month. All right, Daddy can't. Mm-hmm. Daddy like cussing. I like it.
Randy, what did you take away from today?
My takeaway today is that Nick has 2 6-year-old beautiful little girls, and that Brian no longer a perv. He's just.
All right, my takeaway of the day is that Randy McMichael might not have seen every bad movie, but he's willing to consume a bad movie for being a good teammate. And Randy might find a way to squeeze in Glengarry Glen Ross into his busy Monday
afternoon. I'm about to watch it right now. I'm about to watch I'm about to watch it right now.
All right. Brian, what'd you learn today? What's your takeaway?
I learned that I'm going to have to try to find out what celebrity Randy may or may not have said hello to a few times, and I'll do my best, listeners. So I'm gonna pry it from him. I work with Randy all week, including on Saturday, so we'll try to find it out. I also learned when it comes to drinking, Nick is open to all options on the table. He'll take whatever as long as it does the trick.
Did you see the list he ran off? Because, I mean, that is such a very – I mean, he was talking about from bourbon to ultra – To Tito's. I'm like, do you do that all in one sitting? Except for the Trulies, my man.
Nick, I take a very similar approach. I love that you went with Woodford Reserve, too, as the bourbon mentioned. That's my go-to.
Quality selection.
It is. The Falcons, they always get the set of steak knives. And the NFL schedule, the gift tonight that they gave us, Ravens versus Chiefs. Enjoy this, sports fans. Monday Night Football between those two is going to be great.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually think the Chiefs have a real legit chance to win this game. I can't believe they're almost a 3.5, 4-point underdog.
Yeah, me and you both, man. But hey, man, Nick, it was a fun day today, man. Can't wait for tomorrow. Thank
yes,
y'all for all your calls, the listeners. We love y'all. I appreciate it, man. Nick, again, man, we'll see you in the 8:10 sharp. Be here!
Because we're adding a little something to this month's sales contest. As you all know, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado. Anybody want to see second prize? Second prize is a set of steak knives.
Watch out now!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.